Auckland is currently being pummeled with rain after the storm system passed Northland overnight. The red warning is in place for Orewa North until 8 this morning, and in Auckland an orange warning is in place until 10. Bay of Plenty, Coromandel and the firing line too are bearing the brunt of the rain later today. NIWA meteorologist Chris Brandolino joins us now. Chris, good morning. Auckland getting it right now. What can you tell us?
Good morning, Corin. Yeah, look, I literally got to my desk about 10 minutes ago. I drove through that rain. It was unpleasant, to put mildly. It was bucketing down. It is shifting out of the CBD, still western areas, western suburbs of Auckland and over to the Waitakere's, and they're still seeing heavy rain, but that weather will be sliding farther west and south off the west coast, off Kaipara. And we should find improving weather for the rest of the rush hour. But certainly the roads, I mean, I saw plenty of ponding of water on the shoulder of the motorway, the southwestern, headed in from the west side into the downtown area. And I imagine a lot of commuters will be seeing that this morning, even with the rain subsiding. It takes a while for that rain to drain away, you know?
Yeah, hard to say which areas of Auckland have been hit the hardest, but it's, in your view, they've clearly got a decent amount, and that's going to cause some problems.
Yeah, look, I'm looking at some of our observations, NIWA's observations. I'm actually looking at Auckland Council observations at the moment. And we're really close to 100 millimeters in Greyland, or just Westmere, that area. CBD, close to 90 millimeters. This is the past 24 hours. And MOTAT, our observation station at MOTAT, we've received quite a bit over the past couple of hours, northwards or upwards of 30 millimeters in the past couple of hours.
Put those numbers into context for us in terms of Friday, and but that still sounds like a lot to me.
Look, MOTAT was, you know, at one time, I think Mangere had 68 millimeters in 1 hour, and I think MOTAT, Western Springs, had, I believe 50, it was somewhere in the 50 plus millimeter in 1 hour. So, you know, this is not near that level at all. And the other thing is that this is more transient, so it's moving. What we had on Friday was what we call training. Think of train cars going over train tracks repeatedly, the same areas getting impacted. And that was a big part of what we had on Friday, what led to the result that we had on Friday. We're not seeing that now. So this heavy rain is going to shift south and southeast. So for those listening right now, the Coromandel, as I'm looking at our modeling, looks like the Coromandel is going to be next in line, the Bay of Plenty, in terms of more, you know, persistent, heavier type rain that we saw overnight and that we have been seeing more recently. That'll slide off to the Coromandel and Bay of Plenty. However, for the rest of us, so the Waikato, Auckland, Northland regions, it'll be a warm, humid day. There'll be some sun. But there will be still some showers and kind of these renegade showers and renegade downpours and maybe some thunderstorms. And they could cause some very localized effects. But in terms of the persistent type rain and the, you know, I guess the meat and the potatoes, using the food analogy there, that's all kind of shifting to the east and south this morning toward the Coromandel.
Right. So just to recap there, the good news, if there is some for Auckland, is that there's been a lot of rain in the last couple of hours, but that shouldn't continue. Coromandel now needs to think about that same amount of level of rain hitting it shortly, and it's had plenty already.
Yes, but I'll kind of speak out of two sides of my mouth if I can. Even though the weather overall is improving in the Auckland and Northland regions, there still will be this threat for these kind of passing heavy showers, just not the persistent type. So overall, things are improving, but we can't let our guard down, if that makes sense, because there could be some very localized showers and downpours over the next, 12 hours, half day.
The Waikato, too, is that going to be affected?
It's the eastern Waikato, so basically east of Hamilton. There will be some rain to the west of Hamilton as I look at observations right now. But generally, it looks to be eastern Waikato, Coromandel that gets the most rainfall. There will be rain throughout the rest of the Waikato, but the rain buckets will be, have more water into the east versus the west.
And Bay of Plenty is the other area, too, but is it starting to weaken a bit by then?
Well, the Bay of Plenty, things will be showers will start increasing this morning, Tauranga, and that rain will be heavy at times. So it's basically, it looks like areas of central, as I'm looking at the modeling right now, and kind of western Bay of Plenty. Later on this afternoon, some of that heavy rain gets farther east toward Whakatane, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, over toward East Cape. Things should improve western Bay of Plenty. around or after dinner time to Tauranga. But meanwhile, that rain kind of shifts farther east. But the thing is, it'll be moving. So while it will give everyone a good drop of rain, or at least a period of rain, even in, say, East Cape and Gisborne, it is going to be moving. So as a result, the amount of rain that falls as a whole won't be that high. It's, you know, it's basically how hard is it raining and for how long. That's the rain forecast.
Chris, thank you very much for the update. Chris Brandolino from NIWA there with the latest on that weather.